Strong feelings and emotions are also present when we go to a different cultural context. If you think about the moment that you were among a new culture environment, do you remember, do you recall a moment when you felt really tired and angry?
Many moments.
Yeah, not just one.
Mm-hmm. Can you choose one of them?
I'll try and remember which one.
Okay. Yeah.
For me, the first one was going into a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you walk in, everyone is white. And just tells you something. You feel like you're out of, it's not where you belong.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you know how things just sit. No one is talking in the bus. And this particular bus in Tampere, the way seats were, now they're not having them anymore. They were put in a certain angle.
Mm-hmm.
But was kind of, I interpreted it as people really want their privacy. Because you sit in a way that you can't really see this other person. And so this is one particular moment. Just walked into the bus and I felt like, is there the next plane back to Kenya? And just leave this place. It was too dry. It's too dead.
Too quiet.
Yeah.
Dead. Quiet is too mild a word. Yeah, just dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Others. This is the moment where you actually really learn from each other and from your own experiences. So if you don't feel it's too personal, just tell us. Yes.
Well, I have also an experience from buses. I was traveling in Zambia and I was supposed to travel for the whole day and change bus in Lusaka.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the middle of the day, and then we arrived there and we didn't have tickets from Lusaka to going, and then we arrived and we couldn't get the tickets, and it was really confusing situation, and there were really many people and we couldn't tell what was the issue, why we couldn't get the tickets, and we told them that we had to spend the night there, and it was totally, we hadn't been there before, and we didn't know where to go, etc. Finally we did get the tickets, but at that point I was also ready to get the next plane home. Because it was the fact that I didn't know what was going on and nobody was explaining.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple more. Come on. Have you had a moment when you were kind of thinking that, okay, next plane to home, next plane to France, I'm off here? No? Good for you. Anybody else? Yes. But you didn't want to go to France, you didn't want to go.
Yeah. Well, that happened last year in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking in the train station and everybody went to me to hit me with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But came all the way to find me and hit me with the shoulder. But everybody was just doing this to me. Like not really looking for to find them, really to harass, and
mm-hmm.
I was just like, what's going on? And everybody, like around 50 people from in the central station, and I was just like, what's going on here? And in the street, everybody looked at me like very, very bad. I felt like, what's wrong with these people? I just came from this train. And then I learned from my friend that some people from Turkey killed somebody from a store in that town. And the people believed that I was from Turkey or something like that. So everybody just came to me and hit me with the shoulders and saying something, well, not saying something in German that I didn't understand. So I felt quite bad to I felt like I'm going, I'm leaving this place. I actually leave the place just in that moment. I took the next train to somewhere else. But it's really terrible because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, like 50 people just teasing you is not good at all.
You have a comment.
I think because it's such a good example where you can see what it does when you perceive something, you see it, and how you do the interpretation on it, and someone else on them, and trying to not justify, but just to calm down the situation, like, you know, it's not like that in this country, it's just strange that it happened to you. And it might be that it was really that negative, it might be that many people, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that really 50 people in a town just approached you and really with purpose came and did this to you. But I mean, of course you never know. I'm sure there was something really negative, because if you perceive something, most of the times it's not completely wrong.
Yeah.
There is something.
I think there are many times, and it never happened to me again, but that time it was quite funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I was just talking about this with our group this morning. We met in the same building, but I have kind of a problem here in Finland. And I say that I'm from the U.S. because nobody believes me, and I don't know why, but they think I'm either from Russia or from Estonia or Lapland or Norway. I've got many other countries, and I don't know if it's because of my bad Finnish or because I speak some Finnish. So I don't really kind of know how to approach it. I've had in Helsinki one gentleman who worked for the World Games who said that, oh, I can find out where you're from if you're lying to me, because I'm here doing profiling for the World Games. And I can just look up your name. You should feel free. I mean,
how did it make you feel?
Then it's even harder to say that I'm American. Well, why do you have a Finnish name? Well, obviously my husband's Finnish. I mean,
how did you feel?
I could be from Spain, or I could be, that wasn't the point. The point was, it was kind of taking away my identity. It didn't matter where I was from, it's just the idea that nobody was thinking that I'm actually from where I say I'm from.
Okay, so upset. So,
yeah,
and angry.
I could have been saying that I'm from Spain, and if they didn't believe that too, it would have made me upset. It wasn't the idea where I'm coming from, it's just the idea that, you know, that...
People didn't believe what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Either people don't understand you or they don't believe you. What else? Have you ever been in a place where you don't really speak language that well and you've been trying to explain something and you constantly think that, people don't understand me. It's like, I didn't hear what you said just a couple of minutes ago and I'm sorry that I didn't ask again. And how did it make you feel? How does it make you feel when you don't, you're trying to explain something and people don't understand you? Yes?
Frustrated.
Other words, how does it make you feel?
Hopeless.
Sorry?
Hopeless.
Desperate. What else? Stupid. What else?
Annoyed.
Strong feelings, strong emotions. Did you feel weird? Strange. Yeah. So very often we also have these strong feelings when we go to a place that we don't know from before. In your list, in the handout, you've got anxiety. Anxiety is very similar feeling to fear, except when we are afraid of something, we know what we are scared of. So for example, we can be afraid of dark forests or graveyards. So we know what we are scared of. But when we feel anxious, we don't know what's going on, but the feeling or the emotion is very similar to fear. A natural reaction to that is try to avoid that. It's not a pleasant feeling, it's not a pleasant emotion, so we're trying to avoid that. We're trying to get the next plane or next train as soon as possible. Uncertainty. You can be uncertain whether you are being understood. You can be uncertain whether you understand the others. In both ways, uncertainty also is a situation that you most likely are trying to avoid, because it's not a pleasant feeling. So if you know that you are expected to work in a group, and you can choose a group of people that you know from before and a group of people that you've never met before, which group you're going to choose? The one that you know already. Okay. That's natural reaction. That's why I've been telling you to, you know, meet somebody you don't know before, because that's not natural to us. It's natural to hang out with people that we know, because then the uncertainty is much lower. And it's easier to communicate with people that we think that we can interpret somehow. It takes more energy to communicate with people that we constantly need to think that, okay, did I understand that? Or did I make myself clear? It takes so much energy that we're trying to avoid that. So that's why also in intercultural communication, it's easy to say that, okay, you need to hang out with people who are different from you. You know, you need to be, you just have to like differences. It's easy to say, but it's not normal. It's not like we would ourselves behave. If you think about your best friend or your best friends, most likely they are very similar to you in one way or the other. So it's kind of natural to try to avoid those situations where uncertainty is very high. Ambiguity is also related with situations where we are not sure how this is supposed to be interpreted. An example, a Finnish student went to United States and was confused and felt ambiguity because constantly she was asked to have coffee with somebody. Okay, let's have coffee sometime. And these people never phoned. These people never actually got back into contact with her and had coffee with her. And Finnish person, she felt really upset, and she wasn't sure how to interpret this. Whether it's because these people found out that she's not a nice person after all, or what was going on? What was going on was that just the American communication style, let's have coffee sometimes, doesn't really mean that, you know, we are going to sit down together and drink coffee. But what it means is that I have noticed you as an individual. I kind of like you, and we, you know, if we ever meet again, let's talk. It's just opening the channel. But to a Finnish person, what is said means what is said. So she was when you say let's have a coffee sometime, she's already thinking about what kind of coffee she's going to drink. Olé or cappuccino or what sort of coffee. So again, ambiguity, you don't know how to interpret things. Confusing. In worst case scenario, you are trying to avoid the situation where you feel uncertainty or where you feel anxious or when you don't know how to interpret things. You can suffer from mild paranoia, even. I've had an experience like this. I was sitting in a bus in Holland, and because I don't speak the language, I was sitting, again, experience of a bus, sitting in a bus, and two guys sitting behind me, and they were speaking in the language, and then suddenly they just started to laugh. And I kind of did this, and they laughed even more. And I thought, okay, there's a chewing gum in my hair or something. And they must be laughing at me. What have I done? Do I look really silly? Or have I done? So? And it was just because they could have laughed at anything, but I just assumed, because I didn't understand what they were talking, that they're talking about me. probably they were talking about something totally different. But so also we kind of put our attention to places and things that we wouldn't notice if we would understand and if we would be in a context, in a culture where what we feel at home.